is the Cool Cities coordinator for the North Carolina Sierra Club. Tom is a 2006 graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and also serves as co-chair of our planning board. Are you co-chair or vice chair? A senior member of our planning board. Tom.
So, how many of you all think the federal government's getting the job done on climate change? That's kind of what we think too. The North Carolina Sierra Club and the National Sierra Club have been working for the last 2.5 years in a tremendous partnership with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, because we saw and they saw that the federal government wasn't doing anything substantive to address the issues of global warming, and that sitting around and waiting for them to do it was just going to make the consequences markedly worse than they're going to be already. So at the 2005 U.S. Conference of Mayors, they passed a resolution called the U.S. Mayors Climate Protection Agreement that committed cities to, at the local level, coming up with plans and initiatives to work toward the goal of reducing their greenhouse gas emissions 7% from their 1990 levels by 2012, basically just saying if they're not going to get it done in Washington, then we'll just have to get it done in our own hometowns. And can anybody guess what the first community in North Carolina and the first mayor in North Carolina to sign on to this initiative was? It's going really well. At the start of 2007, we're honoring these communities as cool cities. And at the start of 2007, there were 5 cool cities across North Carolina, and it was all your stereotypical liberal cities: Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Asheville, Boone. I'm very happy to report that just this afternoon, we picked up our 25th cool city in the state. That number has quintupled in 2007. And the reason that's happened is because, for the most part, the debate about whether global warming is real is over, and the discussion has moved on to what to do about it. I've been so impressed with the diversity of communities across the state that realize they really need to do things to address the problem of climate change. We've got big cities like Raleigh and Greensboro and Winston-Salem joining in the initiative now. We've got mid-sized cities like Salisbury, Gastonia, and Greenville. You know, Gastonia, North Carolina, it's amazing. That county in 2004 voted 70% for President Bush, but they have a mayor and city council that's really committed to doing stuff about global warming. When we went down there to honor them in August, the mayor invited me into her office, and what does she have a picture of on her desk but herself and Mayor Foy? And I said, well, Mayor Stoltz, you know, I must be honest, I never expected I'd step into the Gastonia mayor's office. I mean, they had a huge tablet of the Ten Commandments out on their front lawn. This is not Chapel Hill. And she said, well, Kevin and I are really working together on these issues. So I think that, you know, sort of shows that it's not a liberal thing. It's not a big or midtown thing. And we actually have 2 cool mayors in the audience today. Mayor Stevens in the town of Hillsboro signed on to the initiative in March. Hillsboro has a hybrid. It's one of the smallest communities in the state with a hybrid. And they're really looking at how to increase their energy efficiency throughout their whole town operations. Hillsboro and Black Mountain out in the mountains of the small communities in North Carolina are doing more on this than any other communities of their size. So we're really lucky to have that leadership. So I'll just close in saying that we released a best practices report for what our 25 cool cities all across the state are doing to fight global warming last week. And I encourage you to go check that out. It's on the front page at nc.sierraclub.org. We're really excited about it. I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but most of it was written by a Duke football player, which was a tough thing for me. But the National Sierra Club's really excited because we got coverage of the report on the sports pages of the News and Observer and the Charlotte Observer, and that's not really something they're used to. So we were pretty happy about that. And One reporter said, well, are you a Duke football fan now? And I said, well, maybe until November 25th, but not then. But it's really unique, some of the things communities are doing. One of my favorite projects is Greensboro is pouring a ton of money into retrofits for the Greensboro Coliseum. But it's easy for them to do because they've done the cost projections and the energy savings are all going to pay for themselves. So they're cutting in a huge amount of greenhouse gas emissions. It's good for the bottom line. But I love that because that's such a destination in the community and folks are going to go there and see this living, breathing model of sustainability. I think that's a really great thing. So you can read about that and other initiatives in the report. But in closing, I just have to say that in that report, Chapel Hill had more entries than any other community in the state. So we kind of already knew we were the coolest community in the state, but that just confirms it. And before I took this job, it was really easy to take everything that we do in Chapel Hill for granted. But I appreciate that much more, what a great town staff, forward-looking and visionary we have, and what good elected leaders we have. But also, this is all happening because citizens ask for it. And I think that we're really lucky to have a community that's so engaged. So I have to let you know they're going to be handing out these postcards, the event organizers, of things people can do in their day-to-day lives to reduce their carbon footprint. And they'd like you to put your name and address on them, and then they're going to send them back to you in a month to remind you some of the good things that you can do. So thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. And one last plug, nc.sierraclub.org. Go and read our report. It's really exciting. Thanks.